May 5, the science of holiness, to the end he may establish our hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. The ethics inculcated by the gospel acknowledge no standard but the perfection of God's mind, God's will. God requires from his creatures conformity to his will. Imperfection of character is sin, and sin is the transgression of the law. All righteous attributes of character dwell in God as a perfect, harmonious whole. Everyone who receives Christ as his personal Savior is privileged to possess these attributes. This is the science of holiness. The glory of God is his character. This character was revealed in the life of Christ, that he might by his own example condemn sin in the flesh. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Constantly he beheld the character of God. Constantly he revealed this character to the world. Christ desires his followers to reveal in their lives this same character. Before the world, God is developing us as living witnesses to what men and women may become through the grace of Christ. We are enjoined to strive for perfection of character. The divine teacher says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Matthew 5:48. Would Christ tantalize us by requiring of us an impossibility? Never, never. What an honor he confers upon us in urging us to be holy in our sphere as the Father is holy in his sphere. He can enable us to do this, for he declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. This unlimited power it is our privilege to claim. God works with those who properly represent his character. Through them his will is done on earth as it is done in heaven. It is our life work to be reaching forward to the perfection of Christian character, striving constantly for conformity to God's will. Day by day we are to press upward, ever upward, until of us it can be said, "Ye are complete in him." Colossians 2:10.